Pues sí, doctor, tengo que hablar con la señora profesional Jean Martinez Tassi. The rebirth is 5-9-48. Coming out in the proximal colon, submucosal thickness / submucosal thickness. Could this be lipoma versus a versus serrated adenoma? Multiplastic with technical diagnosis because of the nature of it, it could not be removed with heart snare polypectomy. But the biopsy was taken for slag diagnosis, but also tattooed for the with a black ink for the future. A reference for coming out, I saw a pedunculated polyp with a hepatic flexure about 1 centimeter, which was removed from heart snare successful post polypectomy bleeding. There was a mid transcolon small polyp about 3 millimeters removed on the heart force polyp successful no post polypectomy bleeding. In the splenic flexure, I saw two polyps, one about 0.8 centimeter, which was a semi pedunculated polyp, both heart snare polyp successfully. There was a polyp. The polyp at the splenic flexure times two. One was about 8 millimeter. Remove the heart for heart sub 8 millimeter. Same pedunculated polyp. Remove the heart snare polyp. Successfully no post polyp bleeding. Adjacent to it, there was 5 millimeter size polyp. Remove the heart for force polyp. Successfully no post polyp bleeding. The rest of the colon appeared to be unremarkable, but patient had suboptimal prep, which basically limit examinations. But rectum internal hemorrhoid nodules caused limited examination. Needed a lot of flushing. It's good by rectum medical complicated findings. Number one, gross esophagus. Number two, multiple gastritis. Biopsy number five. Number three, multiple duodenitis. Biopsy number four. Colonoscopy up to the cecum. Number three, suboptimal prep. Number five will be proximal ascending colon thickness of the fold. Note it could be mucosal versus submucosal. Biopsy would take like through a lymphoma versus lymphoma versus the serrated adenoma. It was also tattooed with black ink for as a marker for the future reference. There was a hepatic flexure polyp times one, which was 1 centimeter. Pedunculated with a heart snare polypectomy. Then a polyp in the mid-transit colon, which was about 3 millimeter size polyp with a heart force polypectomy. And the splenic flexure, the polyps times two. One was 8 millimeter removed the heart snare polyp, the same pedunculus, 8 millimeter removed the heart snare polyp successfully, completely successfully, and there was a polyp adjacent to it, which is 5 millimeter polyp, which is a flat polyp with a heart force polypectomy. So splenic, one of the splenic flexure polyp was heart snare polypectomy, the other polyp was heart force polypectomy. And post patient also had hemorrhoid recognition. Away from the stomach biopsy, because the polyp was part of 2 years, smaller biopsy, number three. Away from the biopsy, proximal ascending colon, the biopsy, proximal ascending colon comes out to be adenoma, tubulovelosioma, serrated adenoma. Then patient should be referred to advanced gastroenterology at Orlando Health with Dr. VARADARAJULU for colonoscopy with the EMR. Away from the biopsy pathology, the rest of the polyp. If the biopsy for the rest of the polyp comes unremarkable, or the proximal ascending colon biopsy for the mucosal thickness comes out to be negative for adenoma, tubulovelous adenoma, a serrated adenoma, then I'll have the patient come back to have a colonoscopy in 6 months because of the nature of the prep, because of optimal prep. Follow up to the nutrition. Please send a copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Gerson, G-U-E-R-S-O-N, Gerson Gorion, G-U-E-R-R-I-O-N, and copy Dr. Parasari. They have received us January 5th, 2022, 2023. January 5th, 2023. Patient office next.